about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. Not knowing what's going to happen in a situation is uncomfortable. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today on Saying Yes Continued, Personalities, Gender, and Openness to Experience.
Openness to experience is one of the big five of personality characteristics. It's not something that's invulnerable to experiences, right? I mean, if you actually take on challenges that have an uncertain outcome, however small initially, and those actually often lead to successful outcomes, well, then one is going to be more willing to try that the next time than if you never try with the uninformed certainty that things are going to go badly, right? I mean, to have opportunities to try things out and think, well, I was able to actually do that. But note what that requires if you're raising a child or you're working with a student or whatever. It requires somebody being in a situation that's sufficiently uncomfortable that they get to actually see themselves work through it and come out the other side. I think lots of us who have raised children, you know, very much want to sort of protect them in such a way that they're not in uncomfortable situations and we sort of make sure everything's going to work out, when it's all that having to work through things that allows people to be more willing to say yes in the future.
Yeah. And, you know, part of the reason that this matters is, as Bob is saying, we try to protect people from situations in which they're uncomfortable. But in fact, not knowing what's going to happen in a situation is uncomfortable. So there's a certain degree of tolerance for that that you have to build up. Because a lot of times when we're in a new circumstance, we're trying to evaluate, should I be here? Should I be doing this? And in that circumstance, one way to evaluate that would be to say, well, how do I feel right now? And if I feel really comfortable, I must be in the right place. And if I feel uncomfortable, I must be in the wrong place. And that's a dangerous way to evaluate new opportunities. I think, you know, you can try to evaluate your progress. You can try and evaluate the degree of support you have from other people. But darn it, you should be a little bit uncomfortable. If you're totally comfortable with every new situation that you're in, then you aim too low.
Yeah. Well, and it's difficult, I think, for everyone to evaluate perceived threats, right? And being uncomfortable, I mean, what that feeling is about is there's a threat somewhere. Now, it might be a threat to your self-esteem or a threat to your ego or whatever, but sometimes the threat is bigger than that. But the feelings are similar. I mean, the physiology of that feeling of discomfort is really not unlike if you were actually physically threatened for something, or if you're just anxious because you're being put in a situation where you're afraid you might be embarrassed or something like that. The physiology of those responses is exactly the same, right? Your body doesn't differentiate that this is an actual threat to my physical safety and this is a threat to my feeling bad about myself. So all the more reason then that in order to develop this in the people we care about, whether our students, our children, whatever, there have to be opportunities that they feel uncomfortable but confident enough that they'll pursue trying to accomplish some goal that may not seem obviously achievable. Now, of course, if every time somebody tries that because of their own fear or because the situations are too difficult, but it always ends up to be a losing proposition at the end, well, then avoiding saying yes is an adaptive response. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty smart thing to do. So
some people really are just inept.
You're looking at me again. But I mean, all those situations that we can influence that allow people, including ourselves, right? Because we can build these things for ourselves. I mean, if I'm, you know, a shy person and I have difficulty interacting with new people for the first time, well, then the thing to do is not to go to a party where I don't know anybody and see how I fare, right? But certainly I could go and maybe introduce myself to a person that I see on a regular basis, but yet haven't learned that person's name, right? There are small things that I can do that allow me to work through moments of discomfort and see that often there are positive outcomes for doing so.
Yeah. Now, there is a little bit of evidence that on average, men are more willing to accept new opportunities that require some degree of growth in order to succeed than women, who tend to be more likely to take on something new if they're already reasonably confident that they're going to succeed. Now, exactly why that is hard to tease apart. I mean, some of it may very well be aspects of just, you know, subtle differences in the way that we treat boys and girls in school, similar to the kind of mindset work that we've talked about in the past, Carol Dweck's work. Because in many ways, what we're saying about these opportunities is related to the mindsets that Dweck talks about. So just to review, right, she talks about the difference between, as we've talked about it, treating things a little bit more like a talent that you have or you don't versus a skill to be acquired. She calls those an incremental mindset, where you believe you can achieve something versus an entity mindset where you think this is a fixed talent. And that she has some evidence that in domains like math, girls get feedback that treats math a little bit more like an entity, and boys get feedback that treats math a little bit more like a skill to be acquired. Generally speaking, if you believe that you either do or don't have the talent for something, then you're going to stick with those opportunities that you think you've already got the talent for. And so there can be some very subtle things that people are doing in the way that they talk to you over the years that can influence your willingness to take on new opportunities.
Next week, we'll talk about the myth of choice with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. You can subscribe to the podcast of Two Guys on Your Head on iTunes or SoundCloud and leave us a review while you're there. We'd love to know what you think of the show. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.